Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Aurora. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio, coming to you from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory of the Get 'Em Done clan, where I'm grateful to live and to work. This is Larkspur's 36th episode. Larkspur covers the folk, bluegrass, Americana, soul, and blues genres throughout the eras. And we're live here in the train car on this fine Wednesday evening in August. I don't know if it's the start of the change in seasons, but lately I'm feeling rather introspective. Do these late August evenings ever make you feel nostalgic? The kind of evenings where the light lingers a little longer, your mind starts to wander back to another chapter of your life. That's where I am today. Maybe it's something in the air. Maybe it's the fact that I'm turning 33 tomorrow, but for some odd reason, I've been thinking lately about life in my 20s and biking around Toronto on muggy summer nights, listening to a bunch of probably indie electronica music and drinking as much and as many weird craft beers as my heart and liver could possibly desire. Maybe it's the start of a midlife crisis or an epiphany, folks, who knows? But anyway, that's enough reflection. Let's dive into some music here tonight. This first tune is The Overgrown Waltz by Bella Fleck, and now we're going to dive into a bunch of hippies who decided to go country, some psych rock country artists, which might not be everybody's favorite genre in the world, but it's certainly up there as one of mine. We've got some Riders of the Purple Sage, Dillard and Clark, the Birds, the Flying Burrito Brothers, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. For a few years in the late 60s, country rock was kind of the hip and happening thing to do, and a bunch of artists decided they wanted a piece of that pie. Even psych artists like Jefferson Airplane and so on decided to kind of go and record some country tunes at the time. So thanks for enjoying your sunny August evening with us on CICK. This one is Lonesome LA Cowboy by New Riders of the Purple Sage.
Just a lonesome LA cowboy hanging out comes along. I lost 10 points just for being in the right place at exactly the wrong time. I looked right at the facts there, but I may as well have been completely blind. So if you see me walking all alone, don't look back, I'm just on my way back home. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on. Sign me to a contract, baby said, it would all be so lifelong. Looked around then for a reason when there wasn't something more to blame it on. But if time makes a difference while we're gone, tell me now and I won't be hanging on. There's a train here this morning, I don't know what I might be on. North Columbus was the address I had written on my sleeve. I don't know just what she wanted, might have been that it was getting time to leave. And I watched as the smoker passed it on. And I laughed when the joker said, lead on. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on.
She's in some honky-tonk tonight, I know. She's dancing where the music's loud and lights are low. In a crowded bar she likes to hang around, but as long as there's a honky-tonk she'll never settle down. So close up the honky-tonks, lock all the doors. I love go there anymore. Close up the honky-tonks, throw away the key. Then maybe the one I love will come back to me. Mm-hmm. wish I had the power to turn back the time and live again the hours when she was all mine. 'Cause it hurts to see her running with that crowd downtown, but as long as there's a honky-tonk, she'll never settle down. So close up the honky-tonks, lock all the doors, don't let the one I love go there anymore. Close up the honky-tonks, throw away the key, then maybe the one I love will come back to me. Then maybe the one I love will come back to me.
That was Close Up the Honky-Tonks by the Flying Burrito Brothers, which are an American country rock band that formed in L.A. in 1968. There's a bunch of connections there to the band's founders, Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman, both formerly from the Byrds. And it's undergone a lot of different changes and incarnations, but they still continue to release music today as the Burrito Brothers. The album Together was released in 2023 by some of the members of that band, or the current members of that band. Before that, it was Train Leaves Here in the Morning by Dillard and Clark, which was a collaboration that began in 1968, shortly after Clark left the Byrds and Dillard left the Dillards. They're considered part of the Southern California rock scene from the late 1960s. And before that, it was Lonesome L.A. Cowboy by New Riders of the Purple Sage. In 1969, Jerry Garcia started teaching himself how to play the pedal steel and joined his friend, rhythm guitarist John Marmaduke Dawson, who was writing and playing country songs in small club gigs. And before long, David Nelson on lead guitar, Bob Matthews on bass, and Mickey Hart on drums rounded out the lineup of the New Riders of the Purple Sage. This next one is Joanne by Michael Nesmith of the Monkees and the First National Band.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. That the hold that she had was much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not have sung. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived near a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then
situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. For Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run.
Got a thing that I wanna try with you.
That was Lazy Days by the Byrds, who started off as in the 1960s as a folk rock and psych band, and later shifted into country rock. That was off of Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Such a great album. One of my favorites. Definitely worth taking a listen if you enjoyed that song. Before that, it was LA band Morning with Dirt Roads. And before that, Joanne by Michael Nesmith, the first national band. Michael Nesmith is formerly of the Monkees. This next one is Streets of Baltimore by Graham Parsons.
Well, I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. Then I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. Got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Then every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. Then I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Thank you. 20 or more, they're on a knowing floor, dancing to a country sound. The Carters and Jimmy Rogers played her favorite songs. And on Saturday nights, there was a radio show, and she'd sing along. And I'll never forget her face when she revealed to me she dreamed about singing at the Grand Ole Opry. For her eyes, well, how they sparkled when she sang those songs. She was hanging the clothes on the line. I was a kid just humming along. Well, I'd be playing in the grass with her, would might have seemed obliviously. But there ain't no doubt about it, she sure made her mark on me. She played old gospel records on the phonograph. She'd turn them up loud and we'd sing along. Now those days pass. Just now that I'm older, it occurs to me I was singing in the Grand Ole Opry. And we sang Sweet Rose of Sharon, abide with me. Till I ride the gospel ship to heaven's jubilee. And in that great trumpet morning, my soul will be free. And my burdens will be lifted when my Savior's face I see. I don't want to get adjusted to this world below, but I know he'll pilot me when it comes time to go. Oh, and nothing on this earth half as dear to me as the sound of my mama's Opry.
That was Mama's Opry by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Iris Dement. Iris Dement famously recorded the duet In Spite of Ourselves with John Prine. And that song is about her mom, Flora Mae, who had dreams of performing in Nashville and instead raised a family and was not able to kind of complete that dream, but Iris completed it for her. And before that, it was I Ain't Broke, But I'm Badly Bent by Old and In the Way, which was a short-lived bluegrass group from the 70s composed of Peter Rowan on guitar and vocals, Vassar Clement on the fiddle, and Jerry Garcia on banjo and vocals, David Grisman on mandolin vocals, and John Kahn on bass. And before that, Streets of Baltimore by Graham Parsons, who's recorded with many, many artists. He's really recorded with the International Submarine Band, the Byrds, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and really popularized what he called cosmic American music, a hybrid of country, rhythm and blues, soul, folk, and rock. And this next one is by the International Submarine Band. This is Blue Eyes.
Sometimes I get upset when people treat me bad. I don't have time to think, and so I get real mad. I pull my hair and find somewhere that I can be alone. But when I do, I think of you, and then I hurry home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arm. Sometimes I get unwound when fancy cars drive past. Money don't get me down, but I can't make it last. If that fails, I go get myself stoned. But when I do, I think of you and head myself back home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arms. Sometimes I get unwound when fancy cars drive past. Money don't get me down, but I can't make it last. A clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arms.
That was Blue Eyes by the International Submarine Band, headed up by Graham Parsons, who helped to found the country rock and alt country genres, and was posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2026 in the musical influence category. DeckFest is happening this weekend. CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, is hosting that. There are two days of music. So at CICK train car in Central Park, there's a free concert on Friday, August 14th here in Smithers. North of Nowhere, Putty Waters and Your Favorite Band and Crones will be performing from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So really looking forward to that. Come on out to the train car if you're in Smithers this weekend. And off deck at Smithers Brewing Company, there's going to be a concert on Saturday, August 15th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tarantula Hawk and Crones will be performing, so it's sure to be a great time. Thanks very much to the Bulkley Valley Concert Association, BC Live, BV Community Arts Council, and Smithers Community Radio, CICK, for hosting these events. Thanks as well to Smithers Brewing Company for sponsoring Smithers Community Radio, CICK. They're here in Smithers at 3832 3rd Avenue. And yeah, they serve some really great beers. I was there just the other night having their spicy watermelon beer, which is such a great summer beer. really, really nice sour. It tastes like watermelon if you dipped it in tagine. Super tasty. So go on out on Saturday, August 15th, check out some bands and drink a spicy watermelon beer. This next one is Ripple by Grateful Dead.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone.
Thank you. feet looking for silver things. Just a little taste is so hard to find. You can try and find a job, try and understand the numbers. I know that there's good in it. Why is it such a hard time? If I can feel it, wait till daylight. So full of wonder, just me and a friend named Jimmy Thunder. Some people catching moon, guns on here.
Clouds against the storm and the ground.
That was Blue Raspberry by Tobacco City. Before that, it was Glory Strums by His Golden Messenger. And before that, Rivers of the Mind by Rose City Band. Those were a few examples of modern cosmic country, psychedelic country rock. His Golden Messenger from North Carolina, Rose City Band from Portland, and Tobacco City from Chicago. This has been cosmic country and psychedelic country Hippies Go Western Week on Larkspur. I hope you've enjoyed it. And this is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We're going to end off with the ultimate counterculture country artist, Willie Nelson, who really helped bridge the gap between traditional conservative country and 1970s hippie counterculture by trading his clean-cut suits for long braids and relaxed lifestyle. So this one is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Hope you have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, ain't no use to sit wondering why, babe, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use to wonder why, babe, it'll never do anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. A light I never know. Ain't no use turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right.
Don't think twice, it's all right.